USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing on Capitol Hill with Attorney General Bill Barr that was supposed to be underway by now has been delayed a bit because the chairman of the House Judiciary Panel was in a car accident. A spokesman for New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says nobody was seriously injured, noting the chairman is just running a little behind. The hearing was supposed to have started at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. A top National Guard member is expected to dispute White House officials over the administration's decision to forcefully clear protesters from a park across the street from the White House last month. CNN's reporting D.C. Major Adam DeMarco will tell Congress today that the demonstrators near Lafayette Square were behaving peacefully at the time. His account contradicts those of Attorney General Barr and several other administration officials. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democratic lawmakers say they have issues with the new GOP coronavirus stimulus bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it neglects food and rent assistance for Americans who are falling on hard times because of the coronavirus pandemic. And an eviction moratorium is also absent from the bill. That Republican relief bill also includes $1.7 billion for a new FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. Republican leaders declined to say if they backed the provision, saying you have to ask the administration why it was included. Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China, and officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some federal government workers are now filing claims because they say they got coronavirus on the job. And USA Radio's John Hunt has more on the story.
Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a COVID-19 outbreak is impacting the Oklahoma County Jail in Oklahoma City. As officials announced yesterday, 33 of its inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. And more than 500 inmates there have been placed in quarantine as a precaution. The county implemented new policies yesterday to ensure that no inmate is taken to the courthouse after testing positive for the virus or if they're even showing symptoms. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.